Chapter 18. After Fiona had partaken of some sandwiches, a footman was found to take her to see Felix's Falls. She had delightful manners for such a small child, and when Saint-Sévier had addressed her in French, she'd essayed a bashful smile. His own bashful smile turned upon him, one of a vocabulary of smiles, each of which I held dear.
"Tell me what happened," Saint-Sévier said. "When I came home to an empty tent, I surmised that you'd had your fill of regimental life and of marriage to me."
His tone was that of the physician beginning an interview with a patient whose illness he had not yet diagnosed. To the casual observer, he was politely curious, but I felt the tension in him, the temper and the dismay.
"I was homesick," Anne said. "I was so homesick and grieving. I should not have remarried so quickly, but the colonel told me quite plainly that passage home was out of the question. I was to make myself useful to the regiment, and I'd be permitted rations."
The commanding officer, gallant soul that he'd been, had commended a young widow to whoring for her meagre bread.
"You chose me instead," Saint-Sévier replied. "At the time, I was flattered."
Anne speared him with a look.
"At the time you were young, chivalrous, and lonely. Those English bastards worked you to death, and you had no woman to do for you. I needed rescuing Hugh, but so did you."
"So why abandon me?" Saint-Sévier asked, still sounding all but unconcerned about the answer. I knew better. I knew the guilt and bewilderment that had haunted him and given him nightmares.
"I was growing too fond of you. If we stayed together long enough to conceive a child, I knew I would never see home again, never hear my granny's voice again, never put flowers on my mother's grave again. I could not bear that. I was not thinking clearly, and I'm sorry for the hurt I did you, but I was trying to look after myself for a change."
Sebastian had absented himself so far as to stand by the window that looked out over the back gardens. The scent of honeysuckle graced the room, and I suspected in future that fragrance, reminiscent of Hugh himself, would always carry difficult memories for me. "We were married."